You are tuned in to the Nutso Bunch Podcast.
We are in the building. Fred's in the building. Ken's in the building. I'm in the building. Ace Boogie's in the building.
Yep.
What's going on, fellas? What's the word? How's everybody feeling today? How y'all feeling, man? Fred, how you feeling today?
I feel fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
The caffeine is going through my veins right now. Like,
ooh, what a rush. What was that? Training day, you ever got your shit pushed in?
I don't know about all that.
Pushed in. Remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Chewy. Chewy, yeah, that's what his name. That wasn't
his name in there, though. At least I don't think it was.
Nah, it was something different, but that's the same dude.
Definitely the same dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was he was Chewy in Blood and Blood Out, right?
Mm-hmm. Blood and Blood Out, yep.
He just always gets those roles.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He just looks like that guy.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, how you feeling, man? How's your day?
Good. I feel great.
How was your day today?
Long. Good.
Long and good. No, yep. I mean, seriously. How was your day?
It was good, man. Can't complain.
Awesome.
Can't complain. Good Friday.
Ken, how about you, man? How was your day?
Easy.
Easy?
Facts. Yeah. Same.
Smooth?
Yeah, I mean, went pretty smooth. Helped some people. Good nice. Day.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a lot of ripping and running, man. I was on a tight schedule all day. But I got it done, and I got here.
Sounding like Sos.
No, I really was, man. I had meetings during the day, ran to get my hair cut. Then I had to run back home. In between running back home, I had to grab food.
Did you actually run all this?
Literally, yeah.
Running.
Yeah, run.
Okay.
Yep. No, motherfucker, with my flash. Say,
it doesn't, I don't, your belly tells me otherwise.
Yeah, it does. Not at all. I'm not flash. But... was driving everywhere.
Yes.
Thank you. The technicality.
Yes.
yeah. And then I had to go to an appointment for Aria after and got her situated, came home, then ran back out to get us food, then came home and set up while y'all were coming downstairs.
Yeah, you're being a husband.
Yeah. Full day. Yeah. Fridays usually are like that, though. It's usually a lot going on. And if everything is good, I'll set up before y'all get here. And if not, you know, I'll start setting up at 6:20.
Yeah, no, 6:45.
That's not when I started.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It was 6:45, right?
That's
there.
Not when I started setting up.
Oh, I don't know.
I was already down here.
I don't know, buddy. But yeah, all right, cool.
What do you mean?
Whatever you say, man. I don't care. It's your world, dog.
I have to move everything from that room into this room.
Why?
Do you have an extra monitor that we're going to keep in here? You have an extra computer we're going to keep here?
No, you're the rich guy.
I don't have it either, so I have to move it because I'm not rich.
Go get another one.
He's so practical with his answers.
I'm staying out of
bro.
This one. I feel like I'm just so new. I can't
say
shit.
He's so practical with his answers. But
I'm
just,
not taking sides.
Am I wrong?
Like, I mean, yeah.
If you're complaining about it, get another one.
Right. Okay. We're going to go half?
Sure.
All right, shit. Done and done.
I got five on it. Got it good.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But other than that, man, Friday was pretty cool. We heard about a new diss song on Drake.
Yes, sirree.
Did y'all hear that?
Nope, I didn't hear it.
I mean, you know what? This is a show.
Not at all. Yo, oh, wait, hold on. Before you do that.
This is a show.
I got to bring up something that happened yesterday.
We're not even going to go there because that's so quick.
Oh,
okay,
man,
number one.
Wait. I heard it and let me run.
I'm going to let him say a story.
Yeah.
But he's getting mad at me like, I should know this. I shouldn't know this because I'm not a music guy like you guys.
Right.
That's not my thing.
Right.
You guys was doing music and I was out here doing all this other stupid shit. I wasn't doing that.
You weren't doing stupid shit. You were skating and shit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying different shit.
Y'all want y'all faces to drop real quick?
Go ahead. Whatever.
Let it fly.
Whatever. Go ahead.
I threw on Drink Champs yesterday with Eric Sermon. Mm-hmm. Eric Sermon. This motherfucker came outside and was like, yo, who's that? I said, what? He goes, who is that?
Okay, and in all fairness, once he said who it was, I knew who it was.
Right.
But I just don't know his face.
Yeah. Nah, Eric Sermon also doesn't look like Eric Sermon.
No, he definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, he definitely got the West. You got to understand something. When we was listening to that, it wasn't like we had all this social media shit and I was looking at pictures of my man. Like,
actual fact.
What it is. Yeah. So, you know what? Say your story now.
And their album covers, unless you got, like, depending on when you got into them, they didn't have their faces on the covers.
Yeah, facts.
So, like.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't. So go ahead. We're waiting for the story, Fred.
Oh, my bad. I got a fucking somebody called
me. Come on,
man.
Don't put the phone down.
So he came outside. He's like, "Yo, who's that?" I said, "What?" He's like, "Who's that?" I said, "What?" I said, "Motherfucker, go inside." I said, "I failed as a brother."
Yeah, you did.
Like, but I didn't. When I explained to him, he caught who it was.
He knew who it was.
But it really
right away
it threw me off that he didn't. Like, he had no fucking clue at first. I was like, "Oh, come on, bro."
Bad, yo. While you was listening to it, I was out dancing to it. You know what I'm saying?
Bad. That's a Drizzy line, right? Y'all was making, I was making the music. Y'all was out there dancing to it. Wasn't that? Am I tripping? Mm-hmm. While everybody else is out partying, I was making all the music.
Y'all I thought I just made that too. Up.
Yeah, nah. It's a party on, party on. That's a J.M. with Jay-Z. Who would have thought? What's it called? Light Up?
I remember.
Wait until the sun goes down, we gonna make it all light up. Yeah, that's definitely Light Up with Jay-Z.
I don't remember the song.
Nah, yes, 1,000%.
So basically, you failed as a friend.
I failed as a friend. I failed as a friend.
Thanks, hip-hop mentor.
If I play it, you're gonna know right away.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna play it because I don't care.
I don't think that's the song that everybody wants to hear.
Yeah, I don't think that is, but we have to start there.
I want to hear 6:16 in the AM.
We have to start there because Fred didn't know what I was talking about. Hold on here. Wait, I got it. I got to connect, I guess. Give me 1 second, people. Give me 1 second.
Oh, take your time, you know.
Damn, I didn't know we could smoke down here with the ashtray.
That's all the way out. Unless you have something like Fred has.
No, he does it.
Damn.
like we can't do it.
Damn. I mean, you know, Nori has
that
a whole
That was a
studio.
Lot. I'll be down here chiefing the fuck
Nori
out.
Nori has a whole studio.
So then let's get one.
I mean, technically, I guess we do have.
Yeah, what are you talking
That's
about?
A bad excuse.
This is a whole a studio, excuse. Bro. What are you talking about?
All right, here you go. If it plays, let's see. Nope. I failed as a friend.
Yeah, facts.
I failed as a friend.
Put it in the mic.
It's trash.
Just hold it to the mic. That's what I did earlier.
It ain't working, man. Oh, there we go.
Oh, there it goes.
Got to hit play. Right.
Yeah, I know.
Facts. It totally had the play button right there, dude.
It did. Even though this ain't like the intro I'm used to, this kind of throws it off. But when the beat drops, you're going to be like, oh, I heard this song. Come on, just play.
Come on. Could just fast forward it.
I could. Yeah. Yeah. You never heard this song?
No, I
heard this song before.
With Drake and Jay-Z?
No, I heard this song before. I've been up for 4 days
getting money.
Oh, I have heard this song. Yeah. I'm an idiot.
Come on.
I'm a damn idiot.
All right, so that's not the song everybody wants to hear. Yeah. And that's not the artist everybody wants to hear.
No.
Not at the moment.
Might want to hear what he has to say.
Facts. I want to hear what he has to say.
Well, after, right? After what had happened today, right? Because today, Kendrick Lamar dropped a new song.
Another?
Ken didn't have it. You haven't heard?
Stop.
Ken!
I sent it in the chat.
Back to back.
I've been working all day,
man. Oh, true. I sent it. I was like, whoa.
Ken, back.
Al Green on the sample?
Back to back, like Drizzy.
Oh, he said he was going to do it in the first one.
He sure did. And guess what he did? He didn't lie.
Ouch.
Yeah.
He didn't lie. And because this is a show and we talk about things, we're going to talk about this song.
Absolutely.
And we're going to play it.
We're going to have to hear it, though, because I ain't hear it yet.
It's coming right now. I got you.
I was a little upset it wasn't 6 minutes long, though.
Yeah, no, six minutes. It's called 6:16 in L.A.
Yo, if he was going to, like, 6:16 in L.A., he should have went 6 minutes and 16 seconds.
I got
that,
you.
That would have been kind of dope.
That would have been ill.
Yeah, that would have been dope.
It's called 6:16 in L.A. There's a bunch of meanings behind the time.
Okay.
Or the song, the title.
There's survival.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
That's Kung Fu Kenny.
I think somebody lied.
Which one?
I think somebody lied.
Yep.
I don't see no fire.
Yes.
Oh,
Twice on Seeger, had the marina. Fuck a phantom, I like to buy yachts when I get the fever. Wine cooler, spill on my white t-shirt, the sightseer. Check the money, morals, and culture. That's my leisure, my visa. Passport tatted, I show up in Ibiza.
That boy good.
Dwellings in Brooklyn just to book me some pizza. And when he spit like this, that's how you know he's ready.
Freedom God, my confession is yours. But who am I if I don't go to war? There's opportunity when living with loss. I discover myself when I fall short. Raise my hands to a fallen sky. I fantasize, me jumping planets immortalized. I correspond, three angels watching me all the time. Put my children to sleep with a prayer, then close my eyes. Definition of peace, tell me who gon' stop me. I come from love, and still cover my heart, then open me up. Remember when picked up a
beat. Be so fire.
Fucking dude, it's disgusting, bro.
Be so fire.
And where I was from often, I know this type of power is gon' cost, but I live in circadian rhythms of a shooting star. The mannerisms of Raphael, like an heel, they give you art. But the industry's cooked as I pick the carcass apart. Yeah, somebody's lying.
The industry's cooked as I pick his carcass apart.
Use that sample so well.
Ain't no brownie points will be in the chest. Harassing ant. Fucking with good people make good people go to bed. Conspiracies about cash, dog. That's not even the leak. Find the jewels like cash, dog. I just need you to think. Are you finally ready?
Came back there, Bobby. Have you ever, have you ever thought that
my video is working for me? Fake bully, I hate bullies. You must be a terrible person. Everyone inside your team is whispering that you deserve it. Can't tussy slide about it. This one is just gonna resurface. Every dog gotta have his day. Now live in your purpose. It was fun until you start to put money in the streets. Then lost money because they came back with no receipts. I'm sorry that I live a boring life. I love peace, but war ready if the world is ready.
Getting good. No the Elohim,
KTW. No, you can't sleep. These images trouble you. Know the wires in your circle should puzzle you. If you were street smart, then you would have caught that your entourage is only to hustle you. 100 niggas that you got on salary, and 20 of them want you as a casualty. And one of them is actually next to you, and two of them is practically tired of your lifestyle. Just don't got the audacity to tell you. But let me tell you some game, cause I can see you, my little homie. You playing dirty with propaganda, hit blow up on you.
Yes.
You're playing nerdy with Zach Beer and Twitter bots.
Yes.
But your reality can't hide behind Wi-Fi. Your little means is losing steam. They figured you out. The forced opinions is not convincing. Y'all need a new route. It's time that you look around on who's around you. Yep. Before you figure that you're not alone, ask what Mike would do.
Wow. I was waiting for it to kick in, and then it did.
Yeah. So this is the thing. There's a lot of things that have been broken down already from this.
Why did rap have to get so hard that I need to get use Rap Genius where some white guys are breaking down rap lyrics?
Yeah. There's a lot of that, right? So the first thing that was
known. The co-founder of Rap Genius just passed away recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
He was a friend of my friends.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, man.
A few symbolic things, because Kendrick always does this in his music, even beyond his rap beefs.
Beyond he the does V12?
Huh?
Beyond the V12?
Yeah.
That one, yeah. That
crazy. But just date-wise, number-wise, right? 6/16 is Tupac's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
6/16 is also the beginning and ending of O.J. Simpson's trial.
Okay. If
the album cover or song cover for this has a black glove.
Okay.
So that's the reference there for that.
Okay.
So he murdered him?
Basically.
But he's gonna get away
6/16
with it
also this year is what?
Is how long it takes for me to finish and bust it up.
Father's Day.
Ah.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yep, and then also Bible verse 6/16. Stand by the roads and
damn,
look.
He really wait, sat wait, and wait, thought
wait,
this
wait,
one out.
Wait, which book?
Jeremiah 6:16.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths.
Ancient paths, yeah.
Yep. Where the good way is.
Oh, we got my way to be in church now.
And find the rest for your souls.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, Euphoria, the series premiere dropped on 6/16/2019.
The HBO series.
Yeah, that Drake is executive producer of.
Oh, shit.
And that's why that show is on Euphoria.
Yo, that show is creepy.
Yeah, bro. That's wild. That show made me really happy
that
I don't have children.
So that's why all this is coming up. And I'm like on this.
There you go, Ken.
Yo, because you're making high school porn.
There you go, Ken. Oof. There you go.
Oof.
There you go. Yeah, bro. There's a lot in there. There's a lot, and Kendrick does this honestly with all of his music. So you had to understand it was going to be very calculated.
I thought that, yo, I really thought they were coming at him because he like beat texting. What is that? 11 from Stranger Things.
He's like, yeah, that was like another thing. Like a regular... No. That was part of what he's saying in there too. Like, bro, you got like teenage you got little friends, teenage
girls for friends. Yeah. Not normal.
Because he used to be like hitting up 11 from.
See, I haven't been following any of this. It's just
but that 11 whatever. Stuff is like 3 years old. Like, so that was like when the like Stranger Things before like
even be, it actually was probably more like 5 years old.
I was gonna say like the beginning of Rona type shit.
Yeah, it was probably more like five years old, and he was like he was. 11, I forget what her real name is. Is it Bobby Ricky or Ricky
it's,
Bobby?
It's like
Ricky Bobby. Now Ricky Bobby's
nah,
from
it's,
Ricky Bobby Brown or something like that.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Yes,
shake it back.
Yes. It's like Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown. That's what they're All right. So basically, she was saying like Drake is her BFF and they text all the time. And she was like 13 at the time, dog. And Drake was like 30.
I mean, listen, that's definitely weird and for people like us. That's very
Hollywood
weird
stuff, though, right?
But that's Hollywood lifestyle. Like, I mean, it's weird, but I mean, he's probably using it for something. She's using him for something. It could be whatever. But
business.
Yeah, business. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I wouldn't have business with
whatever
a 13
you call business, bro.
Yeah, I mean, if you're producing something, you need a 13-year-old. That's why I want
business.
You might.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not listening. I ain't taking sides.
I don't
even know who's winning the battle. Who's winning the battle?
Bro, I coach 10-year-old kids. I don't text the kids. I text their parents.
Well, yeah. Well, yes, as you should.
So he should have been texting Ricky Bobby's parents. Even though it ain't Ricky Bobby.
She's probably the boss in the family.
Now, because she's like 19, but like at the time, that was a little creepy.
Yeah, I guess. I hear you.
I don't know.
I mean, I ain't doing it, so I hear you.
Me either. I get you. I'm there with you.
Don't feel right.
Yeah, it feels a little sus. Weird. It is what it is.
Light skin tendencies.
Don't do that.
Whoa.
Wait, shit. Why do you always got to pin dark versus light? Why can't it just be Drake tendencies?
Yeah.
Drake did it. Not a bunch of light folks.
What's his, last name? Drake went at him too, so I'm assuming.
Drake dropped
and
this
how
song
Drake
already.
Dropped two songs.
It was so Drake dropped the first one which was
because
like,
Drake. Listen, wait, I think Drake is good.
The second one is actual this verse.
You know what I mean? I like Drake. I think Drake is good. He's
so
there's push-ups.
Was there dropping Give Me 50? Was that a real song?
That's the push-up song. Yeah.
Okay, so that's push-ups.
That's the actual. Yeah,
and push-ups is the one that had the AI. That had to get taken down. Right. No,
that was the second one.
That was the second one.
That was the second one.
What was the name of that one?
Oh my God, I can't think of it now.
Yeah, me neither.
But yeah, where he added Tupac and he added Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that AI thing.
Which was fucking genius.
That was genius.
I thought it was good.
Like I said, that was smart. Like that was like a y'all say I'm a ghostwriter.
Yeah, it was an 8 Mile moment.
Like and that's what I think Kendrick's doing. Kendrick is basically making him look into his own crew. He's like, bro, you tried to go and get dirt on me, and they came back with nothing. So what are you gonna do now?
Mm.
He Kendrick already heard. Like, yo, you tried to get some dirt on me.
Yeah.
And those same people came and told me. So what are you gonna do, bro? You went to get receipts and came back with nothing.
So that's what he said.
It's gonna get this for me, honestly, is like still part of Kendrick's setup. I don't think this is a second round knockout. Yeah, I still feel like we're in the first round of this. He's just kind of jabbing.
He's winding up.
He's jabbing. Yeah.
You know what, though? Behind scenes, they might be mad cool and doing this on purpose.
That, too.
I hope so.
Because you know what's crazy?
Which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Kendrick Lamar's...
the way they're going at Drake ain't nice. It's not like, you know, hey, we going to be friends after this.
We're getting aggressive.
Like, listen, I feel you 100%.
That was on ether level.
And money can't fix that. Nah, money can't fix this shit that they say into each other.
It's going that way.
I hear you. Money can't fix a lot of shit, but it could fix a lot of shit.
Definitely make me smile.
You know what I'm saying?
Money can't fix a lot of shit, but it can fix me.
They say that shit. Oh, what's that? What do they say? It's a lot easier to cry in a BMW than homeless.
Oh, hell yeah. Facts. Right? Yeah, facts.
There you go.
Would you rather... Would you rather cry in a Billy or a Honda? You know what I mean? What would you rather cry in?
Wait.
A Pinto?
So.
Or a Maybach?
Oh, no.
Y'all need to check your souls.
I'm just saying, my own brother can make a diss track on me if he's gonna make us buddy, and I will welcome it.
Yo, this mode don't even know Eric Sermon. Yo, let's go. He is determined to learn. No,
oh, shit.
I was like, wait, what?
It's getting crazy.
And it's going on like that?
Yo, Ace are really spit though. Don't play.
And don't get him going, please. Stop, stop, stop. Really coming through.
Let's go.
Nah. We're gonna keep it.
Let's go. Let it fly.
Coming through today.
Nah, but it's dope to see two people at the top of their game.
I like hip hop right now.
Doing this.
Yeah,
right?
I like hip hop right now.
Yeah, it's funny though because you see. What happened with J. Cole where he gracefully bowed out before he even turned?
Oh, the memes after this are hilarious.
But that's the thing that I like.
He's missing all this white boy.
Yeah.
He's missing every white boy.
He would have been in the mix of that.
He's right in there.
Yeah.
Right in there.
And the best part is J. Cole's like, see, that's why I told you.
He's like, yo, it's like, I said, I told you this wasn't sitting my soul right, man. Like, you should have took my advice.
Yeah, the memes are funny. Like, we get it, Cole. Yeah.
J. Cole riding.
Yeah, smart move.
That picture of J. Cole riding his bike through like Manhattan. Just
which,
like,
not
yo.
For nothing. I still think he can get him.
Cole?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he can totally
I mean, he
get
can
him.
Give him a run for his
money. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that's the one I wanted to see.
Yeah.
That's the one I wanted to see.
I want him to.
But
I almost,
it don't
I almost
sit right with him.
Pray that apology was strategic.
No, because if he comes
no,
out
I'm
and
just saying,
fucking
I almost
out
pray
some
that.
Other shit after that, that's corny as
fuck. Nah, I hope. You know what?
Like all of a sudden,
like, and
nah,
he addresses that in the comeback. Like, I did apologize for this shit, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to let it ride. And then boom. And then go hard
Hail
at
Mary.
It. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for
make
one
make the
of
song
those.
Say, like I'm sorry, but I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, you know
sorry,
what I mean?
But
like,
I'm not sorry.
Yes. Sorry, not sorry. Call it that. Sorry, not sorry.
Isn't that like a Taylor Swift song?
Yeah. I would use her verse.
Do AI with her singing the hook.
You don't even got to. Just sample her.
True.
Sample her ass. Or her no ass. Let me chill.
man.
Oh, the Swifties are going to come for me. My bad.
So yep. Supposedly, like, they don't like that new album.
They don't?
Nah, well, I'm reading some reviews and it's not that great.
She's running her course.
She ain't never going to run her course. Bro.
Never, bro.
Yo, also,
never.
I think it's like a dumb amount of tracks too. Like she went the same route as Beyonce, I believe. And like,
I can't stand Beyonce.
You can't. There's a lot of people that don't like.
No, I don't like. Her. I like Destiny's Child Beyonce. I don't like her now. I haven't liked her for a long time.
Whenever I hear that damn song, boy, that radio goes off.
Which one?
Immediately, that country song she got. This ain't Texas. I'm just, off. off.
Bro, I don't like. Once that drop, yeah, I don't listen to that.
And she's gonna win an award.
I hope not.
Oh, no, she's gonna. No, it's the number one used TikTok song right now, bro.
It really is.
Like, that she's gonna win an award. Yeah. People making dances just to it.
Bro, anybody that uses that song in Texas should get smacked. Because they in Texas. They can't use that.
White
but
people.
All the other 49 states, they good.
Oh, yeah, TikTok's no good over there, right? Am I bugging?
I don't know. It's not supposed to be good anywhere
Yo,
in the U.S.
TikTok.
It's not
actual
to be good
ban.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Actual in the
ban.
US.
Yeah, actual ban places. Right? Yeah.
So anyone that has it is going to get in trouble.
Never had it.
The existing TikTok, I think you're still going to be able to use or whatever else.
Well, I mean, strictly. It's not banned, isn't it? Like they put an age limit. It's under 18 or something, right?
I don't think that's
I think
the
it's
thing.
A full ban.
I think it's
like, no, it's like a legit ban. Yeah.
I thought
it's
like, it was just like a child like, ban. Like
no, they're taking it out of like the app stores.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyone that has it can still get
if
it.
If you have it, I think you're good to go. But
yeah,
there's going to be
I
like,
downloaded it like when it first came out.
Yeah, I got it.
I think, in
I mean,
2 days,
really
I got rid
it,
of it. I'm like, this is out.
Yeah, I don't use
but
it.
But there's yeah, there won't be any updates for you, I don't believe.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
No updates, so I just get what I got.
And that's it. Like, unless this, like, what is it, Sundance, Stardance, or you know, whatever.
And this ain't it? TikTok.
It don't work no more.
Imagine.
Ain't no updates.
See, we're not upset because we don't have a TikTok following. We were like, oh, yeah, that's too bad.
Yo, nah, but there's mad people who were like spazzing about that
because
they're losing their livelihood.
Well, I mean, it's too bad that your entire livelihood is based upon people just staring in their phones.
I get that.
Facts.
I get that. I get that. Aiden looked like he about to go rob something. You saw him in the camera?
Huh?
Aiden, he look. Oh, why he breaking into that black truck?
Always doing something other than the podcast.
Yeah, man, right? Tell him to take it.
Dude, it's no, always on his phone.
I was checking to see if that was Sos, weirdo.
That nigga ain't coming. Sos ain't coming. We already 25 minutes in.
Oh, man.
And 33,
34, 35. He texted me, too.
What did he say?
He's like, oh, can you bring me, like, you can bring me home after? I'm like, yeah, but never
got a
reply.
Can you bring me home after?
Yeah, I guess you're getting dropped off.
Bro, he gonna come
you
here.
You better
man.
Tell him this ain't her exes.
You are late now.
We ain't holding. Man, nah, I'm not a fan of the Beyonce joint personally.
Negativo.
I'm not a big fan of.
I haven't made it to the whole album yet.
If I'm I see, if I've either. Ever seen Beyonce somewhere in public, I honestly would act like she's not there.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the
hold on.
Thing to
I'm
do.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm fanning out.
Nah, not me. I don't want nothing to do with
she's
it.
She's an amazing artist.
Nah.
I just don't like this.
She got to pay me to take a picture.
This.
Oh, Jesus.
I won't even take one.
I don't like this. See, you're trying to get attacked by the Swifties and the Beyonce.
I don't care. Let them come. No, don't say I'm. You did the Swiftie thing. It wasn't me.
You.
Yeah, facts. No, facts.
No. Wait, what do you mean, Fred? You're on the show, too. They're going to come for us.
Huh? Fuck all them bitches. I don't care. Come
we,
for me.
We.
Fuck them bitches.
We.
Fuck Swifty.
Right,
fuck
right.
Beyonce.
Press
I
right.
What? I don't give a crap. The B-Swifts can come.
Yeah, yo, man, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, they better be Swift because I'm pretty quick.
Ever since her man beat us in the Super Bowl, I ain't feeling her.
I don't feel her
all.
Before that.
Don't
be surprised if they're not together by the beginning of next season.
They broke up already.
Nah, really?
Nah, I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just talking shit.
They riding hard together.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, though. His ex before her, she was bad.
Yeah.
Bad. How do you go from that to cowboy ass nigga?
Yeah, he changed his whole haircut. He went from hood nigga to state trooper.
Now, apparently, he invented a fade.
But.
Yeah, right.
But also, apparently, she gangster. Apparently.
Who said that?
She's a G.
She's Swift?
Like, she on some G shit. Like, she don't. Apparently. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've read some shit.
Let's
I don't know how true
it
is.
You
no,
it.
I'm just saying.
She be smacking bitches.
Like, no, but, like, apparently she ain't no, like.
I don't know, man. I feel punk. Like there's one person that can smack. It's you.
That's fucking guy. Wild word.
Bro.
Fuck. Don't tell nobody. It happened in Newport Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
What did I miss? Oh, shit. Nah.
You were Swift.
Facts.
Oh, man. I had a question, too, that was spawning off of that, and I couldn't.
Nah, but we lost. Were talking today when I was cutting your hair. You said you were going to bring something up, and I think we should bring that up.
Let's.
Hey, you got a new barber?
You know what I'm talking about,
right? Yo, facts. Yo.
You abandoned your
what?
Yo. He having real conversations with a barber now?
The couple. Where he was like,
oh,
how much money you
yes.
got.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great job.
You know
man.
What I'm saying?
Good job. Here, cheers.
Cheers, man.
All right. So there was a thing that I saw, and it was.
Kenny's about to go in on this.
A female and a dude who both got interviewed. You know how to do random street interviews with couples, and the couple
was it
got
scripted?
Interviewed. No, they broke the fuck
okay.
up.
Okay, all right.
Like they like homeboy walked
off. Sometimes
off.
You know they're for clicks.
Nah, it looked wild, bro. Mm-hmm. And it was a legit question. So the dude and the girl were walking. The girl had a bag, like they looked like they were just shopping, right? And they go, "Can I ask you guys a personal question?" The guy and the girl, they both were like, "Yeah, sure." He goes, "How much money do you guys have in your bank account?"
Oh, that one.
You saw it,
nah.
And the guy was like, "Oh, I have, you know, about
he's like
I have about 1,800," and then the girl goes, "Oh yeah, I have about 50K," and he goes, "50K."
The fuck?
She's like, yeah, 50K.
He's like,
my dad gave it to me.
He's like, I'm breaking my back
like,
trying to pay for everything on this.
He said, yo, I just bought you a $400 bag. And you got 50K? You couldn't buy that yourself? She's like, oh, well, you're my boyfriend. You're supposed to buy it for me. He's like, no, ain't no fucking way. I'm going broke for you and you fucking got $50,000 in your bank account?
Well, he's dumb.
And I have to buy a
$400
bag?
He shouldn't be trying to buy that shit with
$1,800
in his account.
Agreed.
He's an idiot.
You can't be out here tricking if you don't got it.
Yo, facts.
Agreed.
Same. What's that rule? You can't buy it twice? You don't. You can't buy it.
It ain't tricking if you got it. And it is if you don't. So he tricking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, I think that opens up a question.
He is the trick. Let's be honest.
But it opens a question. If the girl has that kind of money in her account
and doesn't disclose it?
And doesn't disclose it.
Well,
I don't think you find out later.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
And you find out later, are you going to feel some kind of way?
Are you? Wait, so first off, If he's out there paying all this stuff in some weird chivalrous, I think I should be paying for this anyway in the first place, and not why wouldn't he just say no? Like paying for a $400
like a punk.
Well, bitch. I'll be a bitch.
I'll tell a girl quick. What the fuck you need that for?
First off, if it's that important, you pay for it on your own.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
agreed.
If it's that important,
go to Marshall's.
I don't
get
have
that it. Same purse for $100.
I don't have $400 purse money. I can
80.
My thing is the audacity. You know what I mean? Like most women, the audacity.
Like he got
entitlement.
If you can't buy it for yourself, why are you expecting me to buy it for you?
That's crazy.
Entitlement. But clearly, she can buy it for herself.
She can buy it for herself. Yeah. So I mean,
so that's the entitlement.
She's not wrong for not saying what she got in her bank account,
right?
Nah. But she wrong for if she got this man out here fucking, you know, paying for everything and penny. Because I'm sure if he was open enough to say that shit to some random dude, I'm sure he let her know that he ain't got it like that.
Mm-hmm. Well.
No,
he's out there spending it all, acting like he got it like that just so he could be with her.
Or he thought $1,800 was good.
All right, let me ask you this: was she bad?
She was regular, basic.
Like a 7.
Regular, degular.
Yeah, not crazy.
Not worth $400 bag.
Nah. No, but she got $50K in her account, so you know what I mean? Now, I would have definitely kept it close, and then we would have had it rolling.
Mm. I would have told her to buy me a man purse. I ain't going to use it, but get me a man purse worth $400, then broke up with her.
Wow, so you can get your money back.
Yeah.
You would have returned it?
Yeah.
Nah, but I think the question really is like, yo, first off, when women having this mentality that the men have to still buy everything for them, where is that? Why is that still a thing?
Not with these motherfucking prices to live.
Someone told them that. It's a sense of entitlement that comes with an idea. Could it be like Hallmark movies?
Right.
It could be like, you know, Hollywood. Because right. Hollywood
it's
and
it's completely social media.
Oh, social media is a lie in itself.
Yeah. It is.
Like, you got people that sit home,
bro,
put on some makeup.
People really be thinking they know people because of social media, bro. Oh, that's
right.
Oh my God.
They feel do,
like,
man.
It sounds like you got something to get off your chest.
No.
Let it fly.
Not at all.
No.
People think they know people because of social media. That's all.
I get that. And
social
because,
media gets a lot of bash from a lot of people.
Well, I was going to say because a lot of people tell so much about themselves on
there. That's the problem. So the problem is, listen, social media is there for a reason. It's doing exactly what it's meant to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So now the individual who's in control of their social media, they need to blame themselves for the certain things that they do on social media.
They're letting out.
You know what I mean? For what they're allowing people to see.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Privately.
Mm-hmm.
From what they're also attracting to themselves.
Yep.
Looking at.
Yep.
Showing attention.
Yep.
Liking.
Yeah, man.
Commenting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, so
I love titties with
all
fake
social
babies.
Media. You know, honestly, all social media did was take the same people who've been the same and air them out.
Talk on it,
right? You know what I mean? You got the same dudes. All right, back. All right, so we're older. Back in the day, we had pagers. We didn't have cell phones. We had no pagers. Social media. I said, real shit. If we had social media when we were younger, we'd probably be famous with the shit we done. You know what I mean? But
bruh, if there was TikTok and the day I stole that car.
But that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't know.
But then you got people out here doing the most. They doing the most.
Yeah.
Trying mad hard. Doing the most.
Showing off.
Putting their best shit on. Taking pictures. Doing this. Motherfucker. You got people who go in clubs and try to sneak a pic in a VIP. They not even in.
Yeah. Wow.
It's agreed. Agreed.
It's just sad. It's sad.
That's next level.
It's sad.
The funny shit is if there's a nice car parked outside.
Taking a picture with the car that they don't.
Picks with the whips, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember I rented, when I was in Cali, I rented a freaking AMG. And when I came out of the club, somebody, like, these people were crowded around the car taking pictures. And I beat.
Would you rent it from Toro?
Nah.
Oh, just
this a minute
rental.
Ago.
Okay.
This a minute ago.
Okay.
So it was probably, it was like one of those, like, exotic car dealer joints.
Yeah.
You getting like,
it wasn't an app
like
though.
LA,
it wasn't an app.
Miami.
It was like you
went
this
is a minute
ago. Pre-app.
This is like 12-13 years ago type shit.
See, I did something similar Labor Day week because I go to Newport for Labor Day weekend every year usually. You know what I mean?
You could definitely buy $400 purses.
And I rented from Toro. Yeah. And I rented one of them. What is it? The Cayman Porsche SUVs.
Yep. Fire.
You know what I mean? And it was dope. You know what I mean? Same thing, though. Parked it right downtown, came out.
People come out taking
pictures.
Shit.
And it was dope because it was like a a white with like this gunmetal trim, had the and it had like the full body kit on it. It wasn't like a regular Porsche off the lot. This, it was like done up.
You hit the alarm on them while they're taking the pictures. And that Toro's
dope because it's not expensive.
Yep.
Not, it's very affordable.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the same thing happened. It came out of somebody's girls
taking pictures. Like,
yeah, I remember my boy came down here. He goes, yo, I'm pulling up with something obnoxious.
I remember this.
It's going to be obnoxious
when
West I get
Hartford.
There.
West Hartford.
Yeah, he came down from New York with it.
Yep.
Lime green, like fucking Busta Rhymes, the Lamborghini.
Lambo? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Bruh.
Give me some
he went to West Hartford,
parked it right in front of the place. Right in front of...
Loaded.
What was that?
With a B. Barcelona's.
Barcelona's. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yeah, bruh. Everybody, whose car is that? You hear people talking in the bar.
Oh, somebody, some girl said some aggressive shit.
Yeah, she was like,
whoever car that is, suck they dick tonight. I was like, I heard it, and I wasn't the only one that heard it. I remember that.
Yep.
I was like, damn, these girls do the most, boy.
and they would have.
Somebody's daughter talking about she's sucking dick.
And they
would have. Sucking dick because he has a car. She didn't even emphasize if she wants a ride, if she's going to, she wants follow up.
Yeah, she wants to suck his dick because it's parked there.
Yes. Yep. You brought it out tonight.
That's next level.
You get head.
That was a fucked up night. That was a full.
God. That was a fun night. You know what's funny? I just had a fucking. Picture memory of that not too long ago.
It was around this time.
It was
of year.
For like Star's birthday.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
no. Time. So that was no. That wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't Fita's birthday.
No.
Because Fita's birthday is in August.
Oh,
she's late August.
She's like us. She's not like us. She's late August. Okay.
Virgo.
Okay.
It was one of their family members' B-days or something like that, and they came from Mass and they met us in between.
Jerry's sister's husband, maybe.
Yeah, one of them, something like that.
He's a Morales, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew I liked him.
Right. Nah, but that brings us back to our topic that we started.
Yeah, let's get back to that because we got off.
No, all good. I just want to know, like, kind of what y'all thoughts are completely around, like, even the other side of it. Like, would you be cool with your girl having that much more bread than you in her account?
Why would I have a problem with that?
That's her money.
And going back to them not being able to. Be the ones paying for shit.
Is she got me am I on her looking stupid paying for everything?
That's where
the whole time.
Yes.
No, I'm out.
And then she has that the whole like
you out, friend?
Yeah, I'm out.
You out?
If you got me looking stupid, I'm out.
Yeah, that's not okay.
But also, he seemed voluntary.
Oh yeah,
he seemed like he was out there trying to maintain for the.
What did he look like?
What do you want me to say, Fred? He was a fucking 10?
No,
you're a grown man. You can't say somebody's handsome or good looking.
Like an average, younger white dude.
He looked like a 19, 20.
Yeah, like they were young.
Like they didn't look that old in the first place. They maybe 24 absolute max.
All right, he was doing all right for himself.
He looked like he was doing okay for himself. He had a decent haircut. Whatever, they were just outside and they looked like they were on like some vacation destination.
Walking around.
They were on a pier maybe. Yeah, yeah. Just walking around, regular day. Yeah. Regular day.
He probably had about $5,000 in his account before that vacation.
Well, boy. Yeah.
That part.
Yeah, I don't think it should really matter. Like I said, I've dated women that are very well off and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I still go to dinner, I still pay for dinner. You know what I mean? But they
you could have $50,000 in your account. The minute you let me smash, you become my equal.
Oh, who said that? Who said that?
I don't know.
Somebody said that. I know somebody that said that.
You become my equal. I could have $20.
Where'd you hear that at?
I don't know. I forgot who it was.
I've heard that before. That's like a comedian that said that.
No.
I'm with it.
There's some dude from Middle Street.
What are y'all doing on Middle Street?
We grew up there.
I'm with them. I said that a long time ago.
That was yours?
Mm. I said that a long time ago.
That was Ace Boogie saying?
I've never heard it anywhere else, but I'm sure somebody else has said it before. But.
All right. I respect that. I like that. I can't use that.
I was going to say, where are you going to use
that? I'm not using that no more.
Land the plane. Land the plane, dog. Land the plane.
Where is that?
Get off. Abandon ship.
Hey, so congratulations.
Abort mission.
Abort mission. They did make it. Yep. They're going.
Six.
They all got $4 purses now.
They do. All of them. Nah, but the Knicks pushed through. They beat Joel Embiid.
Crying ass Joel.
Yo, bro.
Yo.
Brunson's disgusting, bro. He was balling. Brunson.
Yeah.
He's balling that game.
I don't think he's that good.
He's good, man. He's just small. But he's talented.
Nah, he was balling.
What do you have, like 45, right?
Something like that, yeah.
He had over 40.
Three games in a row, right? 40?
Three games in a row over 40. First game, I think, it was like 39 or
something. Yeah, man. It's balling.
Or like the first game that started that, like, that streak was
Because he had like 25 two games in a row. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I kept batting him for the over.
Yeah, no, he wasn't doing it. Balling, man. He put the team on his back.
He definitely did.
He was on some AI shit.
And Joel gets to sit down early again.
Don't forget, for the young kids, we mean Allen Iverson, not AI.
White Dante hit like 4 threes.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, they were playing. Yeah. What's his last name? What's that funny?
DiVincenzo.
No. The other one. The Moreno. Awunabi. I don't know his last name.
OG.
OG.
Yeah.
Ananobi.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He was balling too.
Yeah.
Couple of hits,
and,
man.
And they still got Randall's still hurt, right?
He's still hurt.
Randall was out.
Yeah, he was out.
Yeah, he's still hurt. So is he done for the season?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, today is also Caitlin Clark's WNBA. Think preseason debut. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. She had a lot of buzz going out there.
They're expecting all time.
Did you see what they gave her though?
Yeah. Nothing.
What that
whip? The NBA.
No. That's so wild to me.
No, WNBA pays her nothing.
What they give?
So that it's been explained like
not a lot. A couple hundred thousand.
They gave her a couple hundred because I thought it was like 32.
No. But isn't she getting like crazy endorsements?
It's like 100,000, yeah. Like over 4 years.
Over like a certain amount of years.
Like she's only getting like 70K a year.
Yeah, wasn't it like 300 something thousand maybe for like a couple years?
Like I thought it was right under.
Yeah, don't quote me on that, but I know it was a crazy number.
Do you think she's going to bring more people to watch the WNBA?
Yes. No.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think it's going to be.
There's room for expansion.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't think it's going to be crazy, but she's definitely going to have more people watch.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. She's nasty. But there was other WNBA players that were nasty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they all said the same thing. Oh, they're going to bring more people.
Nah. What my girl say?
I mean, I guess it happened every time they bought a little bit more and a little bit more.
I mean, they make more money off of endorsements, though.
Because she made.
They made more money going to Russia.
That too.
Until they started keeping you.
She had over 10 million. I was going to say. She had over 10 million for her Nike deal.
Yeah.
And she's getting a signature shoe.
Oh, she getting a shoe?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't she do some McDonald's stuff too?
She has a bunch of endorsements, but Nike hit her with like 10 million.
Yeah, she got
lost.
Farm. She's got like a bunch of stuff.
She got a bunch of shit.
And she lost.
She did lose.
Yeah. Oh, she was going to get all that regardless.
Yeah, it doesn't care. Your popularity is what does that. And she definitely has that following. But they said today's preseason game is going to break all type of TV records for the WNBA.
Yeah, yeah. They want to see what she does.
It's only a preseason
game. I need an agent. Bullshit.
Why? What you gonna do?
I don't know. Something. Something, Belgian. You need an agent. He tell me what to do. I do it. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Why not? YOLO. This motherfucker just random.
I'm just saying. There's a lot of money out here being made by the dumbest motherfuckers, yo.
There is. There is. You know what I mean? That people don't realize like how much, how what's available out there, man.
Yo.
Working for other people, it's tough. You get stuck in that cycle. But, man, if you get out there and find that one niche that works for you.
That's it.
And you push that thing.
And then push it on TikTok. Wait.
Oh. Jesus. Yeah, I should be famous.
Mm. Agreed. I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree.
Why aren't you?
I don't want to be famous.
Why aren't you?
You lie like a motherfucker, nigga. Yes, you do.
Why would I want to be famous?
So if somebody came to you and said, yo, listen, man. I got to put you, like, you got to come to L.A. or something. I got to get you on this thing. Everything's taken care of. We're going to make you famous. You're going to be fucking rich. You're going to say, nah, I don't want to be famous.
No, I'm going to do it.
Exactly my point.
I'm not saying that doesn't mean I want to be famous, but it's going to totally change my life financially.
But they're going to make you famous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that. That's not the gear I'm putting it in. I'm not driving to L.A. for that.
Okay, so you're still in second.
I'm going to change myself financially.
You don't mind being famous then?
Yeah. You don't mind.
There's a difference.
If it comes with it, it comes with it. But the shit is, I want the money.
I don't like famous. I never, ever. I don't like notoriety. Get a little anxious, personally. I just want the money too. But if I could, my I always said if I could do music with a mask, I 1,000% would.
Easy there, ye.
Yo, you want to know something crazy? That could be what's gonna make you the money. Put a fucker, get a mask, motherfucker.
Nah, Quiddy Black already did that.
Nah. Yeah, there's a bunch of people that already did.
Listen, all right, well, fuck it then.
They got a whole.
I have no problem being in front of a camera. That. You want to write? Yep. Write for me.
I will.
Write for me.
I will.
Let's create be my ghostwriter.
60-40. I'll take 40%.
We'll create a persona.
I'm so down. You have no idea. I think fuck I can it. Sell it.
This is I weird. Think you can too.
I think I can sell it.
Do a little backflip, start rhyming.
Bro, listen, I'll do whatever, bro. I'll come on my skates.
This dude's 40 years old, still skating. Yo, I love it.
Yo, the fact that I think this is so an hour later.
He's not coming yo, right
tell
now.
Tell me.
Yeah, I think that's so show.
Stop. Is it?
I think so.
So we let him in, yeah, sit yeah, down, and be like, wrap it up.
Yo, we got 14 minutes.
It has to be, no? Oh, no, it's pop.
Yeah, he ain't all coming, though.
He's done. There's no way, right? There's no way he comes at this time.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen.
Are you going to go down to the show tonight or no?
What show?
What show? The comedy show down at Central. They were talking about. Oh. I wasn't planning on it.
All right. Well, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to go down there tonight.
You going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go. That's my boy. You know what I mean? I got to go see my boy. I went to see him at Mohegan. Yeah. I saw him in Mystic. Yeah. I saw him when he came down to Watertown.
It's pretty fucking funny, man.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to go see him. Matter of fact, I got one of his logos. It's a golf towel that he made. He was selling at the when he did the show at
his merch. He was selling his merch.
Yeah, his merch when he was doing the show in Watertown. I'm not gonna name no businesses. Just Watertown. Yeah,
Watertown.
And you know, I got the golf bag. That's dope. Yeah, yeah. Fire. Nah, they didn't give me no check.
Fire.
No check. But Central Square, we give it that. We give him love. We give him facts, love all facts. Day. All day.
Speaking of check,
I seen Jay earlier.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Frankie's.
Oh, that's why I just had dinner.
Yeah, I went to get some steak fries.
Not delicious. My favorite fry.
The
outside all day. I don't do the other Frankie's.
Watertown F?
Yeah, it's right next to my house, bro.
All right, just making sure.
That's a nice hat. I just noticed that.
Huh?
That's a lovely hat.
Is that yard goats?
Yes. That is nice.
Red and black yard goats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it have to be?
Nah, they make mad different colors.
So I got these in a million colors.
Yeah, so. I got a couple different ones that are dope.
You got to get the bouncing pickle.
Huh?
You got a bouncing pickle one.
I feel like that needs to be yard
goats? For the yard goats, yeah. Because there's a Connecticut law in the books that you can't sell a pickle if it doesn't bounce.
Yeah. Wait, what?
There's a law in Connecticut books that you can't sell a pickle if it does not bounce.
There's mad weird laws in Connecticut.
Yeah. That is very strange.
Did you know?
So they got
explain this. You can't just drop this on me and then not explain it.
It's like it's stupid old laws. Like it's
like a legit pickle. It's like if you drop a pickle, it got to bounce.
Yeah.
Or you can't.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I mean, how do you really test that? So you're like, all right, it bounced, put it back in the jar.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not dropping it on the floor. Like, you're going to take it, you're going to drop it on, like, you know, like a clean surface.
Yeah, I get it.
But, like, yeah, motherfuckers just take
it. Yeah, but now the
pickle's
dented.
So, like, is there, like, a section in the pickle factory where they come off the conveyor belt and they hit the floor and bounce?
Yeah, they got to bounce into something.
You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck?
You've never heard of the weird Connecticut laws?
No.
There's a lot of weird Connecticut laws.
I got one. I got one. It's specific for Waterbury.
Yeah, go on.
I got one. You ready?
Go on.
You, Adrian.
Yes.
As a barber, you cannot sing, hum, or anything else while you're cutting someone's
hair. Yes, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You cannot sing or hum.
You're spraying germs in their face. I don't know.
No. Someone did that because they were annoyed by their barber or beautician singing and they fucking got the wall.
The thing is, when you go,
it's against whistling.
It's anything. Like whistle, you can't whistle,
essentially.
Hum,
like that's what
you can't do anything that's disturbing your client.
Yes.
Bruh.
Yeah, I knew that.
And I'm fucked because all day long I'm like this.
No. But you're not a beautician. As a barber or as a hairdresser, you can't.
I knew
do that.
But I'll be very honest with you. If I want to do a fucking humdinger and somebody says something, get the fuck out. Half cut.
Nah, I'll call 911 on your ass.
See you. Go ahead. What the hoo do? See you later.
Get him arrested.
That's wild.
There's also, I think it's Hartford. You cannot walk on a crosswalk backwards.
What the hell?
You cannot walk backwards on a crosswalk.
Why?
You'll get arrested.
It's against the law.
What's behind it?
It's illegal.
I got an idea.
Got hit by a car walking backwards and boom.
I have an idea. So let's test out some of these and see what happens. Let's get a camera and let's test some of this shit out and see what happens.
I don't want to be the one that fucking gets
you want to be in front of the camera?
Yeah. I'll get arrested. Yeah.
You want to get arrested for walking
backwards?
It won't be the
first time.
Walking backwards? Yeah. Why not?
Won't be the first time. This thing got a record.
Damn, Fred, some brother you are.
That don't seem like the hill I want to die on.
Everybody already knows that.
Yo, moonwalk to moonwalk backwards on the fucking
crosswalk. Like, I feel like that. Like,
I'm down.
That's kind of gangster.
I mean, down.
So nah, I'm with it.
I'll up it. I'll backflip a crosswalk.
I think they don't have a law against that, though.
Yeah, you have to start backward, walking backwards, and then backflip.
Done.
Halfway through.
But then, But then you also have to start, like, walking backwards again.
Done.
And then
what if you walk halfway, stop, and walk the other way, and walk forward back the other way?
That's not illegal. But the backwards part
is. No, I'm pretty
sure,
like, the backwards part is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you started, but you didn't go across the whole crosswalk.
It don't matter about the whole, just as long
as you
start going backwards. Yeah. You're breaking the law.
This is wild.
Once you half-ass it, you're all the way in.
So are we gonna start? All right,
so what's in the back of that law? Like what's
behind it?
Yeah.
What made somebody like create that law?
Like what they hide in that?
Like we're talking about stupid shit like from like years ago.
You know what I mean?
You gotta like start looking up what laws are passed on the entire same day. Like
that's
wild. Like whole law. So like that's a weird town legislation.
Yeah, you also are not allowed to educate dogs in Hartford. It's illegal to educate a dog.
So I can't tell my dog that 2 + 2 = 4.
It's illegal.
It's a fucking whole problem.
It's illegal.
You can't use like those like little training dots or whatever to try to teach him to speak. Yeah, all that stuff.
What the?
You out here illegally with your dog.
What?
Yeah.
This is wild.
Also, Hartford has a bunch.
Connecticut never ceases to amaze me, bro.
Hartford's just a hater.
Hartford spot. In Hartford, you cannot have a balloon that has any type of advertisement on it.
Shut up. There's no way.
So
I'm
no parades.
Serious.
No, you can't have parades. You just can't have balloons.
No balloon. Yes, I mean, come on.
But, okay, I fucked it up. My bad. In Hartford, it wasn't walking backwards on a crosswalk. You cannot cross a street while walking on your hands.
That's what it. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Can you walk on your hands?
Absolutely.
I used to be able to.
Absolutely.
I used to be able to do that.
It's
my proportions are off now. I can't hold myself up.
But all right. So yeah. So some asshole used to probably cross the street on their hands and leave the
whole
traffic.
Holy shit! A local ordinance in Atwoodville, Connecticut. Never heard of it. Prohibits people from playing Scrabble while waiting for a politician to speak.
Shut the hell up.
Stop.
I'm reading
this. Guy's playing Gallagher.
Yo, can you imagine?
He thought nobody noticed, but we would.
Like, all right, this might be the wildest one.
That had to be a real protest, though. Yo. Like, somebody playing Scrabble while dude was talking. Like, yo, nah, V. Like, boring.
Two of the wildest ones. All right.
Does words with friends count?
Yeah. I mixed them. In Devon, it's illegal to walk backwards after the sunset. I mixed two. That's what it was.
Jesus.
But here's two crazy ones. I got you. You ready? In Guilford, it is illegal to have any other colored Christmas lights other than white.
In Guilford?
It's a white town. Connecticut. Wow. You cannot have any other colored Christmas lights.
It's a white town,
bro. On display.
What does that say?
They're really leaning in with that one.
Wow.
Nah, man. That tracks.
And this is the craziest one. Bloomfield, Connecticut.
Let's go.
It's against the law to eat in your car.
Stop.
Get the hell out of here.
You cannot
while the car's
eat
in motion.
In your car. Nope. It does not say while the car's in motion. It is illegal to eat in your car.
Oh.
What does that say, Adrian? Am I lying?
That is exactly what it says.
The fuck? It's illegal.
Who comes up with this
illegal.
Shit?
Illegal. Bro, I don't know.
That's motherfuckers justifying their deaths. They had nothing to do that day.
Yep. Somebody was like, I'm gonna park and eat.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
They had to justify their fucking checks.
How is that okay?
That's wild.
Right.
So you work construction in Bloomfield.
I was just gonna say when I worked in tree business, we couldn't leave none of that shit. We had to eat in our trucks.
That's crazy.
Nah, you can't eat in your truck. Eat outside.
That's wild.
CC has some wild ones, bro.
That is wild. You know, in Puerto Rico though, once a year, if you walk backward into the ocean, it's supposed to like cleanse your sins.
That's different.
Walk backwards into the ocean?
Into the ocean. You do it, I think you do it at midnight.
Same one night.
Right? At midnight?
Yeah, I think it's some one night.
Yeah, at midnight. It's like in June, if I'm not mistaken, the last weekend of June.
Yeah.
and you walk in the ocean backwards.
That's a big ass party. Yeah, well, it used to be a big ass party. I don't know. I haven't been to that shit in a long time, but
mad people do that shit.
Bro, they closed the whole bridge down. They put a stage up there.
Everyone's
jumping in the ocean off the bridge. It's wild. It's a dope time. It's a dope party.
It's dope.
And then right at midnight, like wherever everybody's in, just walking backwards into the water.
So who's coming to Puerto Rico?
I'm down.
Let's go. So August 15th to the 20th, it's my 40th celebration.
August 15th through the 20th.
Yes, sir.
Damn, that's right in the middle of my football starting.
Shit. You ain't going. Fuck them kids.
Might have taken.
You ain't got an assistant coach?
I do.
All right, then.
I can go during the week. I can't go on the weekend.
What, you going to come Thursday and come back Friday?
You
going
on Thursday?
Yes.
You know what? He got the money to do that.
You think he Vince Lombardi.
I'll go down there on Wednesday and come back Friday.
None of us will be there, though.
It's going to be a good time. I'm leaving Thursday, coming back Monday.
Shit. You have to go that week.
It's just, well, I mean, my birthday's the 14th, so figured, yeah.
You don't go the, didn't do the week before.
But my actual birthday party is on the 10th.
Okay, understood. So you need to be here for that.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Damn. Are you having a party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Use Prani spot.
Yeah, I thought the same thing for mine.
I got Angelo DJing. I already set it all up.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah, it's August 10th. It's a Saturday. Yeah.
Well, shit, I might as well do mine that day, too.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Absolutely. Let's do them both.
But you're not turning 40, bitch.
That's all right. We do our parties together. Doesn't even matter. I don't care.
My wife's turning 40 this year, too. We're going to
Aruba.
Mine's in between. We should might as well throw mine in there, too.
Yo, facts, right?
When's yours, Ken?
10th, 13th. Right? Oh, 13th. 13th.
Oh, day before me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
Day after him.
No.
That's the 8th. 8th?
Yeah,
he's the 8th.
You say that all the time, too.
I always forget. Like,
yeah.
Either way, y'all get the vibe.
It don't matter, man. Nothing really matters until November.
This. Oh, you're
when
right.
It's cold and mizzy out.
Wait, what?
Everybody loves Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yo, Veterans Day?
That's what I mean. My birthday's always right there.
I get mad days off from work.
Yeah, in November you do. I take a week off for my birthday. I get Veterans Day, then I get Thanksgiving. That's nice.
Must be nice.
It must be.
What else we got?
That's all we got, man. I don't got nothing else.
I mean, we don't got to push this one. We did good.
Yeah, we did good.
I had fun. Thank you for having me.
I did too, man. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you.
Thanks for showing up, Sos.
Yeah, good job, Sos.
Yeah, Sos, we had the chair.
Yo,
we had the mic.
Cheers, Sos. Yo, rest in peace to my neighbor's mother, man.
Yeah, rest
in peace. Oh, yes.
Ed's mom passed the other day.
Yes, she did.
Rest in peace, man.
Condolences.
Yeah.
Condolences to Ed and the family.
That's my boy right there, man.
Yeah, facts.
That's my boy. Yeah. In fact, I'm about to go over there right after this. Go help him move something real quick and then. Shoot down.
Slide down.
I'm going over there to go chill on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
I'm going to make pinchos. I'm going to.
Nah, I did pinchos the other day on the new grill, baby.
Oh. What kind of pinchos you making, Ken?
A little chicken and some steak ones, too.
I did some shrimp ones the other day.
Going out to Frenchie Fest tomorrow.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Wait, what? Oh, for the Frenchies.
You around tomorrow, though?
You just said you're going to Frenchie Fest.
Oh, you're doing the French Fest tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. When I had the Rubber Ducky in Naugatuck, they used to do a dog show right on that same road.
Yeah.
And I met a dude from Mass. Matter of fact, he follows me on social media, and he does all Frenchies.
Yeah.
You know, the brindle joints, all that. Mm-hmm. I got pictures that I took with the dogs. Like,
oh, they're...
$10,000 dogs, bro.
I had no idea that they don't... They don't like mate like normally. Like you have to like it's
bug. No, you gotta make them fuck.
No, you don't make them fuck. They don't. Like horses. Like they take.
You have to artificially inseminate because they don't.
It's not that they don't want to. They just can't.
They can't. Their legs are too short.
They just can't get up there.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up. Yeah. Whenever I get.
Can I tell you now? Duke be ready to fuck everything.
The girl could suit it up, but like you know, the dude can't really you know toot it in.
Mm-hmm. What do you say?
It's that the girls get tooted up, but the boys can't.
I did not say that. Well, you'll hear it when it plays back. Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that part. My bad.
Ken said that.
What did you say? I was dropping an ad lib over here.
What he said?
What'd you say about this? He said, Duke, what?
Duke be humping everything.
He said, Duke be ready to fuck everything.
Yo, this shit live? Yo, this shit's live, right? Yo, y'all gotta stop airing shit out on this live shit, motherfucker. You know, I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. Sometimes. Jesus Christ.
You should have let it fly.
Yeah, you should have let it go.
You should have, bro. Bro, when you ask him, That motherfucker's gonna take. Yo, I heard.
So, how about yesterday?
You let that one like.
Oh, ain't nobody going nowhere. Let him fly.
So, yesterday, we had a softball game.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And before the game, we're all kicking it, watching the other team play, whatever, and we're hanging out, right? And I'm standing there, and my old pitcher on my team from last year, he started his own team.
Okay.
So, me and him were talking or whatever. Yeah, Hector. Me and him were talking. All of a sudden, some girl comes. She walked. This chick was like.
Angry.
Diesel. No, no, like. Cock-diesel. In shape, brolic, but like, you know what I mean?
Donald Bromwell.
Like, yeah, facts, facts.
Big dog.
You know what I mean? So she rose up. She rose up, and I'm sitting
dog
there.
One, you know what I'm saying?
And she's like, hey. And I'm looking at her like,
yo.
What's up? You know what I mean? She's like, it's me from the group chat. I was talking to you, the new player. Like, nah, you got the wrong one. I don't even know what you're talking about. She's like, yeah. She's like, I'm playing with you guys. And I'm like, what team? She's like, Jameson? I'm like, yeah, that's not me. He plays with Jameson. And he was like, oh, you was talking to me, da, da, da. She was like, fuck, so he's not on your team? I walked over here excited. He's the cute one. I was dying. I was like, oh, man. Hector was like, yo, get the fuck out of here, yo. This girl, she was nasty, though. She was, we played them. She was nasty. She was fucking hitting. She was fielding. She was playing. She definitely played.
She probably was done.
Yo, you should have told
Big
her.
Big Don, yo.
She was playing good.
Big Don, you on the waiver wire?
Tell him Large
the
Marge.
Bitch was
sent you.
Large Marge sent you.
Like, the bitch tried to fuck me on the stove.
He said. You could tell it was Donna from all that hair in her face. What?
Come on, man. You ain't know about Donna Bromwell, man.
He's like, what?
He said, what, man? What?
This used to be Donald Bromwell, Big Don.
Big Don.
Yo, Don Juan, you know what I'm saying?
The man, fuck you.
Fuck y'all, man. Get off me. You fat enchilada.
That movie is so
great.
Good, yo.
Great, bro. Mad quotables.
My favorite movie of all time.
Mad quotables.
You guys watch Black Mafia?
No.
BMF?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that show.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into it.
Yo, Little Meech can't act, but I still like
it. You're right. Little Meech can't act. And you know what's funny is if you really, like, you watch it, he always says the same lines in every episode. You know
that
shit?
If you listen to the way that he says them, they are always in the same delivery, too.
I don't mean to cut off the BMF, but Three Body Problem, bro.
Yo. I'm on it.
I'm on episode 3, right? I just finished episode 3.
What's that on? How many times did you watch episodes 1 and 2?
So I watched, you want to hear this?
Go ahead.
Why, you had to watch it mad times?
So I watched episode 1 3 times.
Yep.
And episode 2 twice.
You had to watch it mad times?
Yo, bro. This just show's fucked.
What is it on?
We had conversations.
It's not just to get it.
What
it's
platform?
Just, I was texting.
Netflix.
I texted him yesterday. He didn't reply. Yesterday.
Oh, sorry.
Worked.
My bad.
Yeah. It's a recruit. I was like, it's a recruitment device. I was like, bro.
Yo.
It's bugged. It's bugged, dog. I'm getting.
I didn't know what that meant.
I'm watching.
It's ill, bro.
I didn't know what that shit meant at first. I was like, it's a recruitment device.
Right,
I'm like,
gotta check that out.
I was like, what's
Three Body Problem, man. Wild.
You know what I watched that was dope with Tom? Is it Tom Holland? Dude that played Spider Man.
Oh, is it the one on Apple TV?
Crowded Room.
Yeah.
Woo!
Fire,
man. He
can act.
Killed that role.
Yeah.
Like when I say murdered that role, he. I liked him as Spider-Man.
Everybody loves him as Spider-Man.
He killed it.
Mm.
Check that out.
He can actually,
Crowded Room.
Crowded
Room. Yeah, yeah. Nah, he's, good.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good show.
He can act.
Had me. I binge watched that shit in 2 days.
Nice. Apple TV shows are good like that.
There was one on there that was like the serial killer. They were like, he was a drug dealer or whatever. And they were like, we'll take your time away if you go to prison where this guy's being
this
held
guy is and
because he confessed to murders, but he wasn't giving up any bodies. They're like, we need you to
and that
befriend
had the dude
so we can
Kingsman.
Find out where these bodies are. Mm. The dude from Kingsman.
Tristan or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yo.
What's the name of the show?
I can't fucking think of it right
now.
Right,
once y'all find it out, tell me.
I don't know, but the gentleman is dope as well.
But yeah, so when you finish the Three Body Problem and you sit there and you're like, you'll have to, you're going to wait for a little bit, and then you're going to call somebody. You're going to be like, yo.
Yo, it's bugged, dog.
Yeah,
it's bugged.
Come on that tonight.
And I'm surprised you ain't watched that, The Gentleman.
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten into that yet.
The Gentleman? That's great.
That's
great, right?
Giancarlo, what's his name?
The Gentleman was dope.
Gentleman was, so did you see the movie, The Gentleman?
I didn't.
So that's a Guy Ritchie movie that he's doing a television show based off of the movie that he already did. So if you go and watch the movie, you're going to get a sense of where this is going.
Okay.
Okay, so I should watch the movie first.
Yeah, and then like, but so the television show is also like a step deeper into it. Okay. Like it doesn't get into the like the fuckery of the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the movie's a movie. It's condensed, of course.
Yep.
But like The Gentleman is just, it's a good story because like there's like stories going on within a story that's being
that's
told.
What it is.
While it's
exactly.
also like there's a lot of layers.
Yep.
And Hugh Grant is like just with, like he's like spinning this like. It's crazy story throughout the entire time.
It was dope.
In the movie.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's got Charlie Hunan, who played, was it Jax in Sons of Anarchy?
Yep.
It's got, it's like this black British actor who I can't remember his name off the rip right now. It's not Idris Elba.
He's the same kid that did the Gran Turismo movie.
No.
No?
Not that one that I'm thinking of, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking of...
Watch that. It was pretty good.
Gran Turismo, yeah. So he's in the show C with Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
Okay, so he's
Black
not
Bird.
In, wait, he's not in that show?
No.
Blackbird?
Oh, that wasn't
Black
him.
Bird's a serial killer one.
Oh, see, I must have mixed it up.
Blackbird, booyah.
I mixed it up then.
Blackbird.
I thought he was in that.
No, so yeah, he's in C with Jason Momoa, which is also like a show that if you start from the beginning and you watch all the way to the end, you might enjoy it, but it's like if you had to wait from season to season, it's easy to fall off from it.
I'm going to text Sos right now. Yo, you still need that ride home?
Hey, Sos.
Yeah, that's the one.
So, we haven't started yet. You coming?
Yo, you on the way? Watch. Yo, you on the way?
Oh, it's not that many episodes. It's only six.
Yeah. No, it's quick.
All right, I'm in.
Which one are we talking about?
Blackbird.
Blackbird? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fire, man.
Three body problem, though. Like, but you're going to, like I said.
No, you know what? You're right. I wasn't even thinking of that. I was thinking of that other show where, oh, my God, what is it? It's on Netflix, I think. And the dude conned his way into, like, this rich family, college kid.
Mm.
What show was that?
Shit.
He conned his way into, like, this, to friend this rich dude, but, like, he had, in the end, it shows that it was all a setup. He set the whole shit up to take over the family fucking, like, everything. You know what I mean? Like, he went in there as a
family
regular fucking Joe Schmo.
Did he handstand it in?
Friended all these people and played it in every way. He played a gay kid and hooked up with the dude. Played that he liked the girl. Did everything. Fucked his whole family up, dog. And then ended up with their whole fucking empire.
Oh, wow. Shit. Ouch.
What fucking show was that? That's the guy, the dude from the Gran Turismo movies in that show.
Okay.
That's a dope show.
Okay.
See what this is called.
On that note, we're out of here.
You ready to rap?
Tokyo Vice. Anybody see that one yet?
No.
Good show.
Three body problem,
bro.
Three body problem.
Tokyo
and
Vice.
And then Blackbird.
Blackbird.
Why the bird gotta be black?
Yo, I heard about this show, The Reindeer. Or Baby
I heard
Reindeer.
Of it. Yeah, I heard
Baby
of it.
Reindeer.
I haven't watched it.
Baby My wife Reindeer. Watched that. So, I watched a little bit of it. Watch that. That's pretty crazy.
So, I heard the synopsis.
And it's real as fuck.
Yeah, so it's actually, so if you watched it, the executive producer is the writer, is the actor.
Yeah, he's the actual person that it happened
that
to.
That it happened to.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like true shit.
Yeah.
And he's the one that wrote it and did
fucked
it.
Up,
and he's
bro.
The actor. Okay. Bro, it's wild.
What's it called?
Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer.
He gets approached by a stalker,
no,
but she helps
him. He fucking, she comes in the bar and he buys her a drink because he feels bad for her and shit just goes downhill.
And she's a stalker.
Yes, it gets wild, bro.
But he also becomes attached to her.
Weirdly.
Stockholm syndrome.
Without her, he wouldn't be able to work out
called?
His shit.
Is that what that's called?
Well, that's kind of, that's for kidnappings and stuff like that.
Yeah, he empathizes with her, but then I don't want to tell too much. Just watch it.
I can tell the whole story right now, and you're going to be like, even
another,
more like you want to go see
another
it.
Good one.
Because I haven't watched it yet, and I want to see it.
The, what is it? It's called The Fall of the House of Usher.
I think I started watching that.
Produced by Diddy?
That was dope.
What you say? Produced by Diddy?
Nah. That show was dope. It's based off of how a pharmaceutical company got like real wealthy.
I don't know. I'm almost over all these pill popping shows, man.
I've watched about like three of those, and I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, they're all the same.
If I find out about the DuPonts, the
but it's not like that. Like, it's not like one of these actual pharmaceutical shows. It's just about a family that they own a pharmaceutical company, but it's the
Fictitious. Yeah, it's not based off of that. Okay, thank you.
And it's based off of how the house, like the family name, just disappears, nigga.
Real good show. Ooh. Before we even stop.
Yep.
The Other Black Girl on Hulu.
The Other Black Girl.
The Other Black Girl.
Oh, I think my wife watched that as well.
Yo.
Yes.
Show's crazy, fam.
Yeah, that like, shit is wild.
That's a trip. That show's a trip.
True. Yeah, there's a lot, then, like, is that like, not necessarily like time travel, but like.
No, that's not the time travel one.
It isn't really time travel, but it's like weird shit happening. It makes you think.
Social control.
Okay.
Social controlling and stuff like that. Yep, but like, yep. Like,
what's this called?
The Other Black Girl.
Yeah. So it's that one and the Baby Reindeer ones, I know my wife watched. There's another one. I was kind of just watching while she was watching.
Tell me later. Let's get out of here.
Really into these shows.
Yeah, we are. It's that time. It's that time. Yo, thank y'all for tuning in. Fred, any last words to the people?
Fuck off.
Kenny, any last words?
Words.
Ace Boogie, any last words?
Fuck Beyonce.
Yo, make sure y'all follow us. Subscribe on YouTube, Instagram, anywhere that you can put the Nutso Bunch in.
Good job, sir. We'll put Ace Boogie's name across the screen. That way, all the Beyonce.
Yeah, and follow Ace Boogie, man. What's your IG handle?
AceH2O.
AceH2O. Thank y'all, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. Yo, Ken, hit the motherfucking button, man.
You are tuned in to the Nutso Bunch podcast.